The medium's consultation room in a townhouse in the Johannesburg suburb of Parkview contains not much more than a table and two chairs. McCarthy sits in one of them, scribbling on a notepad. She's in her early 40s, with long dark hair and intense blue-green eyes. She says she started seeing dead people when she was about 6 years old.
As a small child, I remember in the house we were staying in, stayed in quite an old house, and waking up and there was a woman at the top of the passage, thinking it was my mother calling for her. And when she turned round, I saw it wasn't my mother.
McCarthy says it later emerged that the woman had died in the house many years before. In her 20s, she began reading tarot cards, and to her amazement, she found that it allowed her to make contact with the spirits of her clients' deceased loved ones.
And in readings, while I was doing the reading, I would just get a picture of someone and say, who is this person? Why do I see them? This is what they look like. This is what they're saying. And I would find people would suddenly be in tears, or they'd be sitting there saying, oh, wow, that's...
McCarthy says she was initially very afraid of communicating with the spirits. She was also embarrassed of being a medium and found it hard to tell people about her extraordinary ability.
Either they'd run up to me and start asking me all sorts of questions, or they'd roll their eyes and not come near me.
But she says the more contact she had with the dead, the more she realized she was helping their bereaved loved ones to cope with their deaths. McCarthy sees people who've lost family and friends in terrible circumstances, such as suicides and auto accidents.
I've had a father who lost his children. People have lost their parents recently, but the children, yeah. When that happens, the pain is unbearable, or somebody losing their partner. You do find a desperation with them. They are lost.
She says she eases her clients' pain when she's able to contact their deceased relatives, who always tell her that they're safe and at peace.
I hesitate to call it a gift, but maybe. I do believe we've all got our gifts. I don't agree that it's something that's special or that you're above others. And I think it's got to be used in the right way. I think you've got to be very careful that you don't become arrogant with it.
A few years ago, McCarthy was doing a tarot card reading for a man when she says the spirit of his girlfriend, who she later found out had been killed in a vehicle collision, started communicating with her. She says she's grateful for such unforeseen contacts with the dead because they comfort her clients immensely.
Especially when it's sometimes come up unexpectedly, when I'm actually doing another type of reading and that comes up for them, that's not what they expect. There's a wonderful feeling of just a big sigh of thank goodness. Or tears, you do get tears. So
McCarthy explains that she doesn't see dead people as physical manifestations. It's a more subtle mental process.
I literally see in my mind a person or a place or how they look, what they're wearing, what they are saying or trying to give across. No, nothing bizarre happens. No, the room doesn't shake. Things aren't knocked over.
She says she's not bothered that some faiths condemn attempts to contact departed souls and the consultation of mediums as sins.
I have had a couple of readings with people that are religious and have been a bit nervous and have said, is this okay? Should I maybe not be here? And I always say, well, that's up to you. I certainly don't believe what I'm doing is evil, but if you really are that uncomfortable, then maybe you mustn't do it.
McCarthy acknowledges she's often wished that she didn't possess the ability to communicate with the dead and was more normal, as she puts it. But she says she's gradually grown to accept her path in life.
I don't run around preaching love and light. I just do what I do in the time that I do it. And I've learned to see that it's helpful for others. And I'm seeing that as the good side. And actually, if I had to stop now, it would be a little disappointing. I enjoy helping people.
So McCarthy's adamant that what she does comes from a good place, and that giving people peace of mind and alleviating their pain qualifies her as a good, sincere person. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.